Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. House Democrats are elevating their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House is directing key committees to work under a new umbrella for the inquiry. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports.
After months of urging patience on the part of Democrats, Speaker Pelosi has now announced a formal impeachment probe of President Trump. The shift comes after reports Trump may have pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son.
The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our election.
Pelosi said she's directing six House committees involved in the impeachment probe to work together. The speaker said the president must be held accountable and no one is above the law. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Labor Department has released long-awaited rules increasing the number of workers eligible for overtime pay. Under the rules, most workers making less than about $35,500 a year will qualify for overtime. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Raising the minimum pay threshold for salaried workers from its current level of about $24,000 will benefit 1.3 million workers. But critics say the Trump administration should have helped millions more workers by raising the minimum salary level much higher, as the Obama administration had proposed to do. Paul Sahn is a state policy director for the National Employment Law Project, a worker advocacy group. He says many low-paid workers work more than 40 hours without additional pay.
And what you hear from the workers is they want their time back for their personal lives.
The new rules take effect January 1st of next year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the EPA, Andrew Wheeler, is threatening to deny federal highway funding to California if the state does not revise its plans for cleaning up smog. In a letter to the California Air Resources Board, Wheeler blames the state's poor air quality on a backlog of rules and regulations. The warning comes a week after the Trump administration revoked California's authority to set its own limits on vehicle emissions, responsible for much of the state's air pollution. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is slated to address the UN General Assembly's annual meeting today. As Linda Fasulo reports, Rouhani's address comes a day after President Trump strongly denounced his country at the same podium.
President Trump called Iran one of the greatest security threats to peaceful nations and said he would further tighten sanctions if Tehran's menacing behavior continues. He blamed it for the recent attack on Saudi oil facilities, a view now also held by Britain, France, and Germany. They are urging Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to meet with Trump in New York.
Linda Fasulo reporting. You're listening to NPR News. An agency that sets international postal standards for nearly all UN member nations is holding emergency meetings this week in Geneva. The Universal Postal Union is rejecting the Trump administration's proposed reforms, including higher rates for foreign shipments to U.S. recipients. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says, among other things, the U.S. is forced to subsidize small parcels arriving from abroad. The administration is threatening to pull the U.S. out of the 145-year-old group next month if its proposals are rejected. Authorities are still investigating why a Virginia Beach city engineer killed 12 people and injured four others at work last spring. As Sarah McCammon reports, investigators are trying to determine whether there was a hostile work environment, particularly for black employees.
Both a police investigation and an independent probe are looking into what might have prompted a Virginia Beach city engineer to kill 11 of his colleagues and a contractor. Arnett Heinz, who is leading the independent investigation, said he's hearing reports that city employees who were black were treated unfairly.
That they were often more subject to discipline than their counterparts, that they were less likely to be promoted than their counterparts, that these employees felt they could not share their concerns with management for fear of retaliation.
The shooter was African American, and both black and white colleagues were among his victims. A separate police investigation is expected to be finished within about 9 months. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Virginia Beach.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are lower. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.